We end this holiday week with a very British tradition, pantomime, but with a modern twist. For those less familiar, a pantomime, or panto, is a family holiday comedy show filled with fairy tales, music, slapstick, and audience participation, and it's a seasonal staple across the UK. This year, one production is selling out. It's a retelling of the fairy tale Snow White that blends classic panto with Muslim culture and humor, and even teases at its online trolls. From Britain, Minnie Stevenson of the Independent Television News brings us this story.
Tis the season of glitter, goodwill, and glorious panto, where the jokes are loud and the costumes are even louder. Introducing the Muslim panto, Snow Brown and her seven uncles, or Chache in Urdu, a fairy tale flipped and served with enough one-liners to derail even the grumpiest uncle.
Snow Brown, come in here, taking our pantomimes.
I'm so glad I'm in this role. And having the previous shows, honestly, I started tearing up at one point because the little girls were running up to me and they looked like me and I looked like them. And they were like, I love your hijab. Oh, my God, you look like me. I have your name. And it's just really heartwarming to see and be that representation I wish I would have had when we grew up. We just want everyone to enjoy the fun. And you don't have to be Muslim to come and watch it.
Its creator, Abdullah Afzal, is on a mission to spread Muslim joy in the festive season. From Glasgow to Notting Hill, across 11 cities, the Muslim panto has sold over 24,000 tickets.
When it comes to pantomime, it's a British institution. It's very important in the British culture. It's something that families go out to, but it's my history, the upbringing I had, the conflicts between being a British and Muslims at the time when I was growing up. But I'm proud of both those things. I'm proud of being Pakistani, I'm proud of being British, and I'm bringing it to the stage, and people like me are coming and enjoying the show.
Of course, not everybody is a fan, and satire is not dead. The panto has become embroiled in its very own culture war, with some online trolls seizing upon the show.
You know, we've got to use it as fuel and inspiration to better ourselves. And I've just enjoyed it, and I've been attacked by a right-wing fly here. You know, actually, the Snow Brown name actually came from a right-wing troll. One of the comments was, Cinder Alia, what's next? Snow Brown. I went, all right, yeah.
Now you named the show after them.
Because of them, their inspiration.
The comedy is halal and the joy unmistakable.
It makes me feel proud to be Pakistani and Muslim and British and have all those cultures kind of combined.
It's a twist to a typical panto, but it's still a panto at heart with all the fun associated with it.
I like the atmosphere of the Muslim pantos and the funny and the humour and the acting.
It just reminds me about something that I would watch when I was little.
The ultimate unifier in the festive season, you may ask. Kebabs, of course. Enter the kebab queen.
Everyone loves a kebab, wherever you're from.
Yeah. And do you know what? I've had quite, after the show when we've met the audience, I've had a few comments where people have said, do you know what? I'm going to go home and have a kebab. It really made me want to have a kebab now.
In a world that often feels divided, this panto offers something simple, a stage big enough for everyone, and a reminder that sometimes the best magic is seeing yourself centre stage.